Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We found a list of the five jobs people regret taking the most. And I've actually worked at two out of these five. One of them is cashier. Have you guys ever worked as a cashier?
I wanted to be a grocery store cashier so bad when I was a little girl. Scanning? No, before it was scanning.
Yeah.
When the woman would, I know back in the day, children, you don't know this, but you used to have to punch that stuff in by hand, and those girls would get going. They would just,
it's so cool looking, right?
And not even look at the key. Oh, I thought that was so fascinating.
I was a cashier at Linens and Things, and I thought that would be the best thing ever, but no. People treat you so bad. And I regretted taking that job probably about 3 weeks in.
Aww.
Another one that people regret taking the most is being a mechanic.
Maybe really?
Has to do, yeah, I mean, it's cool that you know about cars and stuff, and you could make pretty good money if you open up your own shop, but you're always going to have the grease under the nails, maybe. I guess it might have to do with the hygiene thing.
Well, I would think with some jobs, you might like cars, but then it's almost like being a dentist. Like, maybe you get some cool things that you get to do sometimes, you know, that's challenging. But for the most part, it's like the same. It could be the same.
But it's such a manly job.
You do the same simple car thing every day, so maybe it just gets kind of monotonous.
When you know how to fix stuff, especially a car, because a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Man, I think that's just cool. I mean, it's a cool skill to have.
I wish I knew anything about cars.
I can jump a car off.
It is cool when a guy can do that.
Yeah. I can jump a car, and I can probably replace, I can change oil. I can do like the very little minor
stuff.
Change
my tire.
Yeah. I think with the mechanic, you've got the deal where if your car's not ready, people are just screaming at you, because people rely on that.
Yeah.
And people are always accusing you of overcharging and that kind of thing.
This is another one that I worked at. I was a delivery driver.
Oh, yeah. I've done that. Yeah.
I could not tell you how many times I was cursed out because of one minor detail.
What you delivered wasn't right or something?
Yeah, if just because there's onions in there or...
Food delivery.
I wasn't fast
you
enough.
You forgot the ranch.
But...
Oh, forget the ranch.
On the flip side, how many times were you propositioned? I hear stories all the time. I've never had the nerve to hit my delivery guy.
Hook up with the pizza guy?
But they say it happens.
It's not like the movies. It's not ones that you probably would be like, oh, yeah, I'm down. It's more
propositioned when I was delivering anything.
No, thank you, sir.
I wouldn't do it.
You know? He knows where you live. I mean.
Yeah, true that.
Another one, the fourth one is bank teller.
Okay.
It goes along with cashier. I guess you got to deal with people.
These are jobs that people regret taking. Okay.
You know that was one of Paula Deen's first jobs, and she got held up at gunpoint. That's why she turned into such an agoraphobic. She would never leave the house.
And you're standing all day, too. And the fifth one is secondary school teacher.
Oh, really?
When you become a teacher, you don't fully understand what the job involves. You have paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
You have to deal with the parents. You got to deal with overzealous parents who think their kids can't do anything wrong. You got to deal with the principals, other teachers, jealousy. There's all these politics going on at school.
Now, forgive me. I'm stupid. Stupid person question. Secondary school teacher. What is that the grade level? Is that?
That's high school.
High school. Okay. All right.
So not elementary school. Maybe middle school, I would say. So right after elementary school, and then you got secondary school and then high school. That's what we would call it.
Middle, junior high, and high school.
So junior high. So that's when the kids are going through
hormones. They think they're grown.
It's like the ones that you're doing the job for don't appreciate you.
Yeah,
exactly.
That was a time for me that I was like, school was hard, got harder, and I hated it.
My sister-in-law was a teacher, and she just left the industry because she said it was so tough. You know, and you're not getting paid as well as you should be. And we all know that.
But I love a passionate teacher, though.
But they're still passionate.
I know.
So that's why... We got to put Kelly Raspberry to the test because she wanted to become a teacher, you know?
Yeah, you got to appreciate the teacher.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if Kelly would have been one of those that would have regretted the job. I don't know. Hmm. You tell us here with this episode of The Teacher Test.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school today.
Good morning, class. How are all my little sugar pie honey dumplings today? I'm so happy to see all of you because my favorite holiday of the year is coming up tomorrow.
K-Raz, you got it all wrong. Black History Month is more than just a day. It's a month, hence the term Black History Month.
A month.
Yes, Big Al, it is Black History Month, but this Friday, Oh, it's a day to celebrate all of the love you have in your heart. It's Valentine's Day.
Hi, Mrs. Raspberry.
It's Ms. Raspberry.
Exactly. Miss means you're...
Damn.
So mean.
You'll just put her out there on Front Street, didn't
you? Miss means you're not married. So how can you celebrate love if you're not married? I mean, I know you're not dating anyone because I saw your profile on Match.com, eHarmony.com, BlackPeopleMeet.com, I don't know why you're on there, Chemistry.com. You didn't have a single wink or poke on any of them.
I'll poke you.
Jenna, ow. Jenna, why would you go snooping around in my personal life like that?
Well, you see, my daddy bought me a new laptop, and I needed to practice with it, so I looked on dating websites to see if there was anyone I know on them, and there you were, all alone and lonely looking. My daddy said he would pay a guy to go out with you on Valentine's Day. My daddy says there's too much love in his heart and dollar signs to see someone go completely without. So, there's going to be a guy picking you up at your house at 7 p.m. Friday. You better dress to impress.
Wow.
Well, that's not really necessary, Jenna. I'd rather your father not imply that I have to pay a man to take me out. I'm just saving my heart for my soulmate, that's all.
Jenna, you tell your daddy that I'ma take K-Raz out for half of what he was gonna pay that other sucker. Everybody knows that Kelly wants us some sexual chocolate on Valentine's night. You know what I'm saying? So I just happen to fit that particular requirement. So get ready, K-Raz. You know I'm the best tongue kisser on the playground.
All right, just stop right now, Big Al. I am not interested in dating one of my students, especially you. You're in the fourth grade and you have to get a babysitter to watch your kids while you go out. So really, I'm okay.
I'm not bragging about that.
Hello, Mrs. Raspberry.
Still Ms.
Okay, Mrs. Raspberry. Perhaps you have noticed that I am wearing a diaper today. No shoes, no shirt, just a diaper. But I'm going to help people find love. You can call me Cupid. So stand still, Mrs. Raspberry, while I shoot you with my bow and my arrow.
Jose, put that down.
No, just stay there.
And get on some clothes. Nobody should be in this classroom half naked, especially a little boy like you who clearly does P90X. And maybe even steroids.
No.
How do you keep your abs so chiseled?
Well, it's a family secret. I don't know what I want to say aloud because then the stealers in the class will steal my secret and then be buff like me and then want to wear a diaper to the escuela.
That's fine, JC. I just really need you to put your clothes on now.
Hi, Mrs. Raspberry.
Yes, Shannon.
I know you're going to say it's Ms. Raspberry, yeah. But after you hear the poem I wrote for you, you're going to want to get married to me.
What?
Freaky to me. Wait. A poem for me? That's really sweet, Shannon. Would you like to stand up in front of the class and read it?
Okay. I will walk to the front of the room now.
Why are you laughing at me? What are you wearing, boots or something?
Because you have toilet paper hanging from your waist. Are you saving it for later or something? No, Jenna, I'm not. It was an accident. I had to use the restroom right before the bell rang this morning. I guess I was in a rush and I accidentally pulled it into my...
It's okay. Everybody stop laughing at Shannon. Just throw it away and read your poem.
Okay, here it goes. My heart could be shattered, broken into a million pieces. If you don't accept my heart, my undying love and admiration. They say I don't know what love is, but I do. And they're all just dumb. Love is standing outside of your window watching you fall asleep at night. Love is standing outside of your window crying along with you when you get lonely at night. Wow. Love is closing my eyes that one night you brought that waiter guy home and started Frenching him in your bedroom.
Oh.
As a great man once said, I might not be smart, but I know what love is.
Frenching.
I love you, Mrs. Raspberry, with my whole heart and soul. Will you be my Valentine?
All right.
Damn.
I don't even know what a Frenching is.
That poem didn't even rhyme. What kind of bullcrap is that?
Besides the not rhyming part, that might have been the most inappropriate, uncomfortable couple of minutes I've ever experienced in this classroom. That's saying a lot because I have Big Al sitting over here. So you watch me through my window, Shannon?
Yeah, I do. There used to be some other kid named Johnny who did it, but I got rid of him. He was a creep. You don't have to worry about Johnny anymore, Mrs. Raspberry. You have me. I'm your guardian angel.
Oh, my.
Wow. Hey, K-Raz. That girl's kind of creepy, don't you think so?
Yeah. She's weird.
You need a man in the house to protect you from people like her. And I am available and ready like Freddy for the challenge. I'll be over a little later on tonight after I put the kids down.
JC, what's wrong?
I accidentally just gonna pee-pee in my diaper. I didn't bring another one, so I'm just gonna take this one off, okay?
No. JC, put your clothes on and keep the diaper on.
I gotta shake it off.
No. And Al, no to you.
No?
And no to you, Shannon. And,
I'm gonna make it rain for JC.
And Jenna, please tell your daddy to cancel.
I'm making it rain.
No.
My daddy's done. So much money.
Speaking of your daddy's money, just tell him to cancel whoever's showing up at my house Friday night. I promise you I'm not answering the door. And that's it. Enough of the nonsense. I have a class to teach. Right after I take a sip of this vodka, I've hidden in my desk drawer.
Let me bend over and get this money real quick.
Let me get a hit of that vodka.
Body shots off JC. I have toilet paper right here for you in my pants.
Oh, thanks, Shannon.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's been on her butt.
Pink eye.
Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school. Let's get ready for school today.
And that's the teacher test right there.
Yeah, it is.
I think Kelly Raspberry makes a great teacher.
She would make an excellent teacher.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
I want to know, for Valentine's Day or for any other day, what song puts you in the mood for love or love-in?
Yes.
That's with an N.
Again, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And you can also, sorry, Kelly, you could also bring your own topic to the table.
Sure. Always. But no one's ever taken us up on that.
Oh, Terrence did. Terrence, shout out. What do you want to talk about real quick?
Well, I was calling to actually see if Al still needed a best friend.
Yeah, I do, dog. Yeah, I do, man. I'm glad you hadn't forgotten about me. Tell me something about yourself.
Man, I was trying to call the other day, but it was so busy.
Already, dog. Tell me something about yourself, dog.
I'm 29. Yeah. I'm a single dad. Yeah. My son is 9 years old. I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous, dog. It's just me. Kenfolk.
I'm a college student.
All right, what are you studying?
In Odessa, Texas. It's about 5 hours from Dallas.
Yeah.
Y'all could be weekend best friends.
Yeah, we can.
We are, man. I'm actually going to be in town in a few weeks.
Perfect.
I was going to go down there.
Perfect, dog.
And I've always wanted to go to your bar. I've always wanted to go to your bar. That's been a dream of mine.
Well, you know the thing about being Big Al's friend. You never pay when you drink at his bar.
Never. And you get to sing karaoke with him.
All right.
I'm pretty good. I'm trying to teach myself to sing, me and my son.
What's your go-to karaoke song, Terrence?
Drake, Just Hold On. Mine's now.
Dude!
All right.
You have so much in common.
Dude, I'm gonna go ahead and do this. I'm gonna make an executive decision. This is my new friend.
Okay, Terrence.
Terrence, you drinks are on me when you come to town. All right.
Hang on, so Al can get your phone number.
Y'all can
be texting friends.
Okay, we did.
What about Terrence?
He could help Al be cooler.
Al, how come you try to talk more like a brother when a brother's...
When a brother, I'm a chameleon.
You always
do
that.
I'm a chameleon, dog.
Always do that.
And when the white guy calls,
Odette, what would you like to ask Sean and Catherine Lowe?
I wanted to know if their wedding night, if you know what I mean, was what they expected or better.
Oh.
Now, what are they going to say? Even if it was nothing, they're going to lie and say it was the best.
Here's the answer.
We have to ask,
right?
Yeah.
Tell them to be honest.
We will, but right, Catherine's going to
They're married. They're not going to be honest.
Thanks, Odette. All right. They're going to say thanks, but I understand that. Uh-oh.
What up?
Uh-oh.
We have a mom complaint. Christian, go ahead.
Oh, I don't want to complain about how my mom complains about how I don't rinse the dishes.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get food poisoning. And then she complains about how I don't clean my bathroom. I don't clean my room as good as she wants it. And then I'm just getting sick and tired of it. And I'm finally moving out.
Well, yeah. Christian, are you whispering? Because if she hears you, she's going to come knock you upside the head.
Huh?
Why are you whispering?
Yes.
Why are you whispering?
She's in the next room.
Yeah.
Why don't you stand up to her and say, Mama, I'm moving out.
No.
How old are you, Christian? How old are you, though?
Huh?
How old are you?
18. I'm going into the Navy.
Does she know you're joining the Navy?
Oh, yeah. I'm shipping out July.
Well, then she knows you're moving out.
First of all, that's your mama, so you respect what your mama says. Yeah. All right? You're still living under her house until you get on that ship and you go out
there.
He
didn't call to be fussed at.
He called to complain. Let him complain.
That's your mama. You go in there and tell your mama you love and hug her neck.
Christian, just kind of rinse him.
I do love her.
All right, buddy.
I love her. Just...
We'll make your last couple months together before you go off. Just try to make them as happy. And you want good memories of your
Navy,
mom before you leave.
Don't they have even more rules than moms in terms of making the bed and doing your dishes? And
hey, you definitely going to have to make that bed in the Navy, though.
Look at you, Al. It's all right, Christian. It's just son problems right there, buddy. But good luck in the Navy, okay?
Okay, bye.
All right, but thanks, everybody.
He wanted us to take,
have his back.
He wanted us to get his back.
Mom's holding him down.
Yeah. Domino, what's that one song you like to listen to when the time's right?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to go old school on you guys today.
Come on, Domino.
A little bit of bumping ground.
Come on.
Ooh, Domino.
Say what?
Right there, baby.
With a little bumping ground.
Now, this also ties into a question I have for Sean and Catherine.
What?
I heard this was the song they walked into at their wedding reception.
Nice.
Oh, the wedding reception.
You know, they always said the music when the bride and groom. I now announce Mr. and Mrs. Sean Lowe.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing wrong.
Domino, do you have this?
In front of the parents.
Domino, do you have this song ready to go, like when you go on a date, just in case somebody comes over?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But you can just do that a cappella. My mind's telling me no.
Al, I challenge you to a bump and grind off.
All right, come on.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
All right, right now?
Cut the music, Shannon. I need to go first.
All right.
All right, here we go. I'll go first.
No.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yeah.
You took all the good part.
Go ahead. Now you go.
All right. Oh, okay. My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yeah.
Domino,
I don't see nothing
wrong
with a little bump and grind. I don't see nothing wrong.
Hey, Domino, who wins that?
You got us all in the mood.
I'll be back in a little bit. I got
to
run over
to JC, man. He broke it down, man. Bump
and grind champion. Thanks, Domino.
No free drinks for you,
No free drinks for Domino at the bar.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
It's exciting time.
I know.
Oh, wow. Kelly, try to contain yourself.
Oh, thanks, Chris Harrison.
We're not
big Chris Harrison. Yeah.
Now, that's a fan, yes. Chris Harrison.
We could introduce these two people that are standing next to us, or we could let somebody else do it for us.
By the power vested in me as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ in the laws of California, I now pronounce you man and wife.
Joe Osteen married you?
I love you.
Aww. It is my privilege and my honor to introduce to you Mr. and Mrs. Charlotte.
Yay.
There you go.
Have you had a chance to go back and watch the video, or have y'all been just in a whirlwind because you had your honeymoon and all the media?
The first thing we did when we got home from the honeymoon was rewatch the wedding.
What did you think about
it? Really?
You saw all the behind-the-scenes technical stuff, too.
Yeah,
it played on TV. Were you happy?
We were really happy. I thought it was great until I broke down in tears at the end and really couldn't control myself. Wow. But it was great.
We had a little fun at your expense. You know that.
Well, it's not.
I don't know that. It happens.
We love picking apart The Bachelor every week. That's what we do. We're having a lot of fun with Juan Pablo right now. But we really thought your wedding vows were really cute. But we thought that bug in the light and the barnacle to your boat. We were like, what the heck is going on with this chick? She's crazy.
Yeah. I make a lot of visual references for people, which I liked. I thought it was great. I loved my vows.
They were very sweet. They were very unique.
They were non-traditional.
I quoted the love sprinkles.
Yeah, she did. She loved the love sprinkles in her heart.
That was kind of the theme of our wedding, though. We wanted to take the formality out of it. And a lot of aspects of our wedding just kind of laughed at typical traditional weddings.
Because you guys are both very silly people.
Yeah.
I don't think people saw that when Sean was on The Bachelorette. I don't think we really got to see your silly side until you were The Bachelor. Yeah. And then it started making sense that Catherine, she's the goofy one out of the bunch at the house. You guys just started connecting right away.
Yeah, and that's who we are. And I said from the beginning, I want to find my best friend. And I didn't know if she was going to be among the 25 women that were there, but here she is. And, you know, I found that goofball that I want to spend the rest of my life with.
And there's so many questions because I'm reading everything I can find about the wedding itself. And we were all wondering, when y'all went to break, let's have a moment of silence, and there's Chris Harrison. What did you do for that, like, 15-minute commercial break?
So I was unaware that we had a commercial break during the ceremony.
And then
my dad asked everyone to bow their head in prayer, and, you know, it's quiet for an extended period of time.
A long break.
And then I hear my dad has an earpiece, and he's saying, "Oh, wow. Guys, I can't hear you, I can't hear you." And I'm thinking we're on TV, and I'm like, is my dad flipping out on live TV?
Well, this is what it sounded like on TV.
Let us all take a silent moment.
Beautiful.
And we'll pray that God will bless them and make them happy.
There's Chris Harrison.
We're going to take a quick break.
Chris Harrison.
Died. But, you know, it's TV, and that's part of the reality of getting married on TV.
They'd done that during my ceremony, I would have probably left.
Now, did you guys...
No, we didn't notice it.
I know it's like it's a better financial option, I'm sure, to do it on TV, because weddings are just ridiculously expensive, so I'm sure it's fun to have it play out that way, because you get cooler things than maybe you could have done on your own. But did you really want to do it on TV to begin with, or was that kind of... Did he have to convince you, Catherine, or did you have to convince him?
No, it really wasn't a question. I mean, all the people that helped, you know, us become a couple were going to be there and making us comfortable. We knew that it was going to be grand and everything that we wanted. So that wasn't a question at all. We knew that it was going to be fun, and we wanted to share it with everybody.
Who's you even shared, like, the honeymoon photos. I'm online finding the honeymoon photos. Bora Bora.
I was actually with you really in Bora beautiful. Bora. You just didn't know.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm just obsessed a little bit.
Whose idea was it to have the bed?
The camera.
That was not, that we had no idea that was even going on. But, you
really?
Know, it's a fun novelty that, you know, people like to...
But it was like 2 hours of foreplay. It was really uncomfortable.
Is it weird to watch that with your parents? Like if you watch the show?
It's a little awkward, but that's all anybody wants to talk about is our sex life. That's it.
I know.
You know?
So let's talk about it. We're talking to Sean and Catherine Lowe.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought it up. We weren't going to.
Yeah, okay.
So. Earmuffs, kids. Earmuffs.
Did you check to make sure the camera was turned off before?
Yeah.
Because I mean,
we swiped the room for bugs to make sure there were no cameras, listening devices.
But I think the focus was on it so much because it was so, you know, it was so shocking
it's
and unheard
unusual
of
for
a guy to say, I'm, you know, reclaiming my virginity and then I want to save it for marriage. So people were like, I don't know, even me personally, it's like I didn't quite know how to make sense of that. I mean, was that frustrating for you, Catherine?
Being
was that your decision
were you part, did you want to do that just for
him?
I knew
from the beginning that that's, you know, that's what he wanted to do, which means that it's something that I was very in support, I was in support of. So. Yeah. That was not anything that I was frustrated with, but it was there was a lot of scrutiny and a lot of conversations about it, but it was mostly directed toward him. And he can handle himself.
But at the end, you were clawing. I mean, you were like, let's get to this ceremony.
Yeah.
You can tell you were like scratching at yourself. I got to get in that room.
I know, my hands are definitely
like icing on my body. Lick it off.
My favorite tweet that I saw, Catherine, was one that Jason Biggs wrote out.
Oh, yeah.
And you held on to this tweet for, I think he said they won't make
six months.
Yeah. And you held off 6 months and you tweeted that back and said, in your face or something like that. I thought that was the greatest thing. Did Jason Biggs ever hit you back?
Yeah, he did, actually. And he said, fine, 6 months from now. So I have until next month to write him again. He always has the craziest things to say about The Bachelor. So I looked through all of his tweets and saw something. It was about me. And so it's an ongoing thing. I think it's kind of funny.
It's a Twitter battle.
Yeah.
We have debated, a healthy debate on the show about is it fair to do it and then say I'm not doing it anymore. But I think it's a great message because a lot of kids do it and they feel like, well, I've already messed up and I can't go back the other way. Mm-hmm. But you can reclaim that. And you did, Sean. I think it's a great message especially for teenagers.
Well, and the funny thing is I never set out to talk about it. Just somewhere along the way, someone asked me, you know, how's your sex life? And I answered it honestly. And, you know, my story is, I lived my life my way for a long period of time. And I just got to a point where I was like, I'm going to try to live life God's way. And my life seemed to go so much better when I chose to go down that path than Amen. The previous path. So,
Amen.
You know, that was the choice I made, and it worked out really well for me.
And that's part, is that this I am second, is that the focus of the message in your video?
Well, I definitely talk about it, but it's about hope. You know, a lot of people feel like there's no hope left in life, and I am second such a good tool and resource for people to go on the website and see messages from other celebrities and actors and athletes and all kinds of great people who have these amazing stories of hope.
Yeah. You said we have a clip of your I Am Second video right here.
It was just a surreal moment, standing there, not knowing who was going to step out of each limo, meeting every girl. And the first night, I think, lasted until 6 in the morning. It was just all night. I'm exhausted, and I'm going from girl to girl to girl, having different conversations, trying to keep my story straight, trying to remember names. And it's unnatural to date 25 women at one time. And it felt wrong. A lot of the time, it felt wrong.
You say it felt wrong to be on The Bachelor.
It did. It felt so weird, you know, because you're going on these dream dates in these exotic locations every night of the week. Mm-hmm. And every night of the week, you're telling these girls, you know, hey, I really like you, and I can see myself spending time with you. And,
next!
And yada, yada, yada. It's just, when you go from girl to girl to girl, it does not feel right.
Right.
Not to me, anyway.
I wonder this, because you're sitting there and you're basically dating these girls, and you go down to about 10 girls that you're actually really looking at to maybe become your wife, like Catherine did. Do you ever feel like you're cheating on them when you kiss other girls?
Yeah, sometimes you do.
You do feel that way.
I made a point when I went into it. I said, all right, when I'm with one girl, I'm just going to focus on her,
right.
And I'm not going to think about the other girls. But that's really hard to do. Easier said than done.
Yeah, right. I bet it is.
10 minutes later, you're with another girl.
We interviewed you before you agreed to be The Bachelor. At that point, I think there was some discussion, but you hadn't agreed. And we were all saying, don't do it, don't do it. Because you were even talking about how you did fall in love with Emily. I'm sorry to bring this up, Catherine.
Oh, Catherine's sitting right here, Kelly.
You were a fan. You were a fan of him during that The Bachelorette, right? Didn't you watch the show?
I watched it for him. Yeah, I watched it and tried to see.
And after I was reading some interviews with you later, it said, it might even be in your I Am Second, you tried calling Emily afterwards and she dissed you, man. She wouldn't even call you back.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got back and I'm heartbroken. This before the show started airing. And so I found her number through a mutual friend, and I called her. Just, I wanted some answers, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted that closure everybody talks about.
You really were in love with her. I mean, do you really think now, in hindsight, it was real love?
Well, hindsight, probably not. But
hindsight, thank goodness that didn't work out.
In the moment, I definitely did. And, you know, I tried to call her because I wanted those answers, and I never got that return phone call. Thank goodness.
Thank
because
God.
It led me to her.
It all worked out in the end, but it doesn't work out for every bachelor and bachelorette.
No. I would say, I don't know if there's a study about this, but I would say you're probably the most liked bachelor in the history of the show.
Well, thank you.
The way you behaved yourself and everything, because for your boy Juan Pablo, who you made an appearance on the show for, it's not going so well right now for him.
He's starting to sip his own Kool-Aid, I think.
Juan Pablo's taking some heat.
We heard he got uninvited from your wedding because of the comments he made about gay people being perverted. Is that true?
Well, not because of that. They just didn't want his attention to detract from our wedding.
From the wedding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you talk to him before, and he asked you for advice.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to blame you for this, Sean, because you didn't tell him not to send naked pictures. That is your fault, Sean Lowe.
My bad.
It's the one thing you left out.
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking to Sean and Catherine from The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. My question is this. Are you going to stay in front of the camera now, or are you done?
I don't know. It's hard to say. We keep getting opportunities. One of the perks of having a successful run on The Bachelor is you get a lot of cool opportunities that come your way. But neither one of us really enjoy the fame. We want to be normal, and we want to live here in Dallas. Mm. We're looking for houses right now. So we would like to settle down, but some of these gigs are too good to pass.
Yeah, it's fun.
You know?
It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it can help you buy a better house when you make more money from the gigs.
Exactly. And actually, Ringo Rademacher, the guy who was on Dancing with the Stars with me, he said, being on TV is free money. And he's so right. You know, you're not working. They're just giving you money to be on TV.
You need to stick around here after the radio show is over. There's a little work, brother.
Yeah. Sean, like to
Dish Nation! Let it work, dog.
Yeah, we need to have Sean to co-host Dish Nation with us.
Yeah. I've got so many questions. I don't know how much time
you know
we have.
And I have a question just as like just a girl thing, because all girls have issues with guys' past. I mean, and vice versa. You know, when you start dating a guy, especially as you get older, it's like we all have past. You know, everyone does. But his past is so there, you know, it's so present and it was so visual and you can see everything. Were there ever, man, you seem really chill and cool, but I know all of us have a little bit of like that jealousy or questions or you want to know details. Did you have moments in the beginning of this relationship that you were like, what about her? And you wanted to know more about how he felt about this one.
No, you know, he's such a genuine person, and I knew that if he gave his heart to me, then it would be his whole heart. And, you know, I was there for The Bachelor, and I watched him, I presently watched him kiss other girls, and it didn't bother me because he wasn't mine yet. So I couldn't have that, you know, ownership on him yet and have these feelings that I did. So I felt comfortable with him. And the good thing about The Bachelor is that you pretty much see the extent of the intimate relationships, yeah. at least during his season. You know, I saw the girls kissing him, but that was where it ended. And mm-hmm. that's where I could feel comfortable. And usually when girls get crazy, it's imagination. So I saw it, and that was the end of it. And I knew that that's where it ended.
Catherine, I think you just hit it on the head to why these relationships don't work out. It's because those girls don't know how to separate while he's picking the girl. They don't know that he's not mine yet. He's got to make his mind up. And you were able to do that.
Yeah.
That is why these relationships don't work out.
You figured it out.
I just had
look at that.
It's hard, though.
What about for the millions of girls that every season watch this and they say, I want to go on there and be, you know, I want to be a contestant. You know, would you recommend doing that? Or do you...
As long as you're in the correct state of mind and you understand going in what's going on. I mean, a lot of girls were very like, they had no idea that this was a show about a guy dating a lot of girls.
Like, never saw it.
If you have no idea and you're really not connecting with that, it's not good to
they
go
just,
on there.
They just thought they were going on an audition. Because how many girls out of 25 would you say were in it for the wrong reason? They weren't in it for Sean. They were in it because they wanted to be on TV.
I'm not going to lie. His season was really good because they chose nice girls for him. Mm-hmm. So I really don't have...
I would say they cast half the girls to be crazy to make entertaining TV. Yeah. And the other half are legitimate contenders.
Yeah,
because they have to give the Bachelor or Bachelorette people they would legitimately be attracted to.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But so then again, you got to throw in a couple of Omarosas, too.
But there's some girls that, you know, can do half. And you don't know if they're for the right reasons or not. But a lot of, I mean, everyone was nice to me. So
was terrible your season?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Remember her?
Oh,
the eyebrows.
Yeah, eyebrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nobody will forget terrible.
I think I follow her eyebrow on Twitter.
Yeah.
She hasn't.
Still posting?
No, I don't think she's posted anything in a while.
Are you watching the current season?
No.
We need to catch up.
We've been traveling so much.
I was going to ask. I was going to ask for your pick for who you think.
Why, I mean, I've liked Andy from the start. And
yeah,
I liked Nikki in the beginning too.
Nikki was my pick from day one. She's the pediatric nurse, and then Andy's the lawyer, the assistant DA or something. Right. Those are two good choices.
I like them both. Sean, when we watched your show, Catherine, your sisters did not seem very into the whole Sean situation.
Oh, yeah. Well, not the Sean situation, but the whole situation.
What's it like now with your sisters?
Yeah, how's the family dynamic?
Oh, my family's awesome. It was kind of like a interview more, like just scaring him off, making sure that he knew everything, which was a good thing. I never blamed my sisters for acting the way that they did because I would have been the same.
They're protective.
Oh, yeah. And they love him. We text and my mom and everybody's on board and they love him.
Yeah, they know it's real. Obviously, we're married, so they know it's real now. But after the show was over and the camera stopped, I think they started to figure out, okay, this guy actually does love my sister.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to ask this.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'm not going to ask how it was.
Nope.
All right? I'm not going to ask that.
Have you been sitting on this the whole time?
I think that would be very crass.
How do I ask this question to Sean Lowe and Catherine Lowe?
Sean Lowe, Catherine from The Bachelor. Let me ask you this. Were you prepared for it to not go well? I mean, what would you have done in that situation?
Well, I told her from the beginning. I mean, it's been a while, so.
It could be like a mulligan, isn't that? Like you just get a redo.
If the first run's not great, give me 15 minutes and we'll give it another shot.
All right. You know what? I say that in front of home.
You say that without taking a hiatus.
Yeah, like, it happens. I'm excited. It's the first time.
I've been with my wife for 11 years, and I still say that.
It happens, baby. This has never happened before.
Okay, when are you having babies?
Yes.
That's always the next question.
Right.
Well, probably in, like, we'll probably start in a little, like, maybe a year or something.
Yeah. You got to enjoy each other.
Yeah. I want to be married. And,
you should. I just felt like I had to ask
traveling.
That.
Yeah,
I would just enjoy this. But
what are you doing for your first Valentine's Day together?
Oh.
No.
That's actually a surprise. I'm going to do something special for her.
Midget wrestling.
Midget wrestling at the mat or something romantic, heartfelt. Either one of those.
All right.
So you already planned it out and everything?
Yeah.
Is it a trip,
they're going to ask you as soon as we go to break exactly what you're doing.
Is it a trip having to plan your own dates now? Because before,
the
helicopter would show up, but the Maserati. And...
The great thing about her, and I think this is why it worked, because she's very grounded. She doesn't need the exotic dates and everything. So it would mean more to her if I just made her dinner at home and we chilled out on the couch and watched a movie, honestly. So it's not a lot of pressure on me.
Okay.
All right. Sean Lowe and Catherine Lowe, thank you so much for wrapping us up.
And check out Sean's video on IM. Is it just imsecond.com?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a good thing
And
doing.
Follow Sean on Twitter, SeanLowe09.
That's it.
And Catherine, what was yours?
CLM Judici.
Follow him on Twitter.
Oh, wow. How do you spell that?
I thought your last name was Judici.
We've been saying it wrong all this time.
Yeah, we've been screwing it up. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
We look forward to hanging out with you, Sean. You never return my calls, but we'll see.
It's JC.
Well, his face is nice. He's got good skin going on. Want to keep that up.
Jenna.
I feel so clean.
Big Al Mac.
I can read, Mama.
And Kelly Raspberry.
I'm hot. Blonde. 120s.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
In my next life.
Yeah, right? You're hot, Kelly.
Thanks, JC. I've been working on it really hard.
What have you been doing to work on it, Kelly?
Honey, I've been squatting.
Have you?
And yes, I have been. And I have been doing arm dips. Every time I get a cup of coffee, I do where you do the arm dips and stuff.
Yeah.
I want to get rid of my big flabby arms. I'm trying. You know, there comes a point in life where you have to work at it. I've decided after all these years it's time.
Let you know when I get there, Kelly.
Yeah. When are you going to get there, Al?
I don't know. Not there yet.
All right.
What?
We're doing Movie in a Minute, Kelly. Tell us what Movie in a Minute is.
Oh, okay.
We're going to help you get somewhere cool with the love of your life.
I lost my copy, so.
I thought you were doing something else. Yes, we are getting romantic for Valentine's Day.
It's tomorrow, fellas, just in case you've been under a rock.
Yeah.
Aren't Sean and Catherine inspiring to all of us to find that love?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you found your love and you and your sweetheart could be heading to an unforgettable trip to the Crystal Coast along North Carolina's southern Outer Banks. It's the most beautiful part along the eastern seaboard. It's gorgeous.
Can't wait to see it.
So all this week, we have been reenacting some romantic movie scenes from pretty famous movies, right? Mm-hmm. So when you hear us reenact this movie scene, just go to KidNation.com or you can use the Kid Nation app. Enter what the title of the movie is that you think that scene is from.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's it. You're entered. If you get it right, you're entered for a drawing. We're going to do that tomorrow. We're giving away an imagination vacation to the Crystal Coast along North Carolina's southern Outer Banks.
Now, we've never seen the scripts. Mm-hmm. We just basically get handed.
Mr.
Cold Reads.
Producer Nick is in here, and he's going to hand us a script.
Mm-hmm. We call it table read in the industry.
That's right, guys. I'm really excited about this one.
Okay.
Why?
I just am. You'll see when you see it, guys.
You said you were excited yesterday. You're excited every day.
I'm really excited about this one.
I didn't
excited.
Know what the heck was yesterday.
Well, if you had seen the movie, you would.
I
there was some key words in there.
Jenna made it happen yesterday.
All right.
Okay. Our actors today will be Kelly Raspberry and JC.
See how excited he got?
Because
I've been working on my hotness.
Okay, is Kelly playing the woman?
She is.
Oh, okay.
And JC is playing the man?
He is. We'll see how good he does.
All right.
JC, are you excited about this one?
I am so excited about this one.
Okay. Wow, I got a lot of lines.
Kelly, you got a big part.
It's like a whole monologue.
You ready for it?
I know.
I'm ready.
Okay, guys.
Oh, yeah, Kelly, you do.
Take it away.
And action.
You got to win to get love. Everybody knows that. I mean, that's just life. Look at Don Shula, legendary coach. Look at that Asian guy who holds the world record for eating all those hot dogs in a row. Look at Rue McClanahan from the Golden Girls. All three people, all great champions, all loved.
Do you want to know why I think you should race again?
Sure, why?
Okay, it's because it's what you love, Ricky. It is who you were born to be. And here you sit thinking, well, Ricky's not a thinker. Ricky is a driver. He is a doer. And that's what you need to do. You don't need to think. You need to drive. You need speed.
Yeah.
You need to go out there and you need to rev your engine. You need to fire it up. You need to grab hold of the line between speed and chaos. And you need to wrestle it to the ground like a demon cobra. And then, when that fear rises up in your belly, you use it. And you know that fear is powerful because it has been there for billions of years. And it is good. And you use it and you ride it. You ride it like a skeleton horse through the gates of hell. And then you win. You win. You don't win for anybody else. You win for you. And you know why?
Why?
Because because a man takes what he wants. He takes it all. And you're a man, aren't you? Aren't you?
Susan? I have never heard you talk like that. Are we about to get it on? Are you climbing on the table right now?
Yes, sir.
Man.
Oh, I can't believe this.
what, like that White Snake video where the girl crawls on, oh, what's her name? Tawny Kitten. Oh, she's really good. Oh, man.
She's great. She's fantastic.
Oh, Susan.
Okay.
I am dizzy right now.
Should we tell him that it's Catane, Tawny Kitten?
No, let him have it. Okay. Don't ruin it.
Okay.
The moment.
Okay. Well, that was long and lots of names and.
Whew, boy, I never knew Rhonda was in a movie.
If you
that wasn't Rhonda.
That was Susan.
That was a Southern Belle. Okay. Well, if you know if you know the movie, Kelly and JC just did like an Oscar-worthy performance of acting out. That was good, guys.
Man.
Go to KidNation.com, enter the title of the movie. Then tomorrow we're going to let you know who's taking that trip to the Outer Banks in North Carolina.
Yes. I'd like to thank. Little 8 pound, 6 ounce baby Jesus for that.
Okay. Coming up next, we have the Showbiz Top 5. What do you got, Kelly?
Oh, honey. I hope I have the Showbiz Top 5.
You haven't been doing a lot of work today?
You know what? This has been a morning.
Yeah.
Right.
My daughter's sick. I'm scrambling to get. Let me just tell you about my life.
We don't need excuses. We need Showbiz, Kelly Raspberry.
Trying to find somebody to watch my daughter. I got Sean and Catherine. You know, the anxiety I was feeling. I was like pitting out because, you know, I've said some things.
Shout out.
So I haven't had time to really grab all 5 stories for the Showbiz Top 5.
You just got Southern all of a sudden.
Well, we got to wait.
Just from the script. Honey, tell you about my anxiety. So I'm pit now.
Y'all come back in a few minutes now, well, you here, and I might have something for you.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And now joining us on the show to make his weekly appearance is comedian Kevin Hart. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Yeah, when we said call us,
becoming a routine thing.
Yeah,
when we said call us back, we didn't mean like next week, dude.
Yeah, yeah, a movie every week of 2014.
Hey, it's the year of Kevin Hart.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And of day drinking.
That sounds like a great year, by the way.
Well, Ride Along has just been doing so great at the box office. It's still right up there in the top. And now you've got a new movie coming out about last night, which is actually a remake.
Yes. Yes, right now, as you said, Ride Along is destroying. I mean, we just crossed over that $100 million mark this past weekend.
Nice.
Whoa. And some people will relax. Some people will say, oh, it's time for me to have a good time and go on vacation and chill.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm dropping another movie Valentine's Day weekend called About Last Night, which is, like you said, a remake. But here's the thing. We didn't just go with the remake. We wanted to go and edgy it up a little bit, which is why we're rated R. We wanted to make something that fit our generation, that's a little more modern. So we did something that's edgy, guys. And by edgy, I mean I'm edgy. I'm raunchy. I got levels. I don't think people have ever seen me like this in a movie. I'm going to go on record and say it's my best work to date.
Really?
Whoa.
It's my best work in a movie to date. Guys, I'm doing a lot of stuff in this one.
I was there for About Last Night, the original. I am from that generation. So how close do you stick to the original storyline, or do you deviate a pretty good bit from it?
You know what? The storyline, what we did was with the two couples, Michael Ealy and George Bryant, they played Danny and Debbie. And then there's me and Regina Hall, we played Bernie and Joan.
Mm-hmm.
We do a good job of sticking to the storyline, but we made both couples' journey equal. You get to see two couples ride on that way to falling in what seems to be love, where the original kind of focused on one a little more, that Demi Moore and Rob Lowe. They focused on them a little more. The Jim Belushi side of it wasn't as stronger, but I'm that Jim Belushi character in this remake, so we amped it up a little more and kind of developed that story. It's just raunchy. This isn't a chick flick. It appeals to everybody.
Keyword raunchy.
Everybody.
Yeah, you really are pushing that raunchy.
Kevin, is it so raunchy that you're going to show your butt in the movie or something?
Yeah, well, my son's standing in front of me. That's why I've been saying raunchy. I want to say other things to you guys, but I know
you're
raunchy.
I got you.
So I get away with raunchy.
Have they ever taken a movie that was like a white movie? I'd say white movie, but movie parts that were done with white people and then redone it with black people?
Yeah, they did Death at a Funeral like that.
Death at a Funeral. And here's the thing. Here's what you got to understand. When you do it and then it becomes a clever film, then you get to take the race stigma off of it, which
right.
is what I love.
Right.
Because it's unique and it appeals to so many. People are going to walk away from it and go, wow, that's a good movie. I relate to that movie. I think that movie was just as good as the original, and I see how they made it different, because you don't want to try to surpass the original Bow Last Night because it's in a historic place.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That movie was a great film. So only thing that we can do is touch on what it touched on and just try to amplify it more to where we made it different and unique enough to where people say, that version, I get why they did it that way. It makes sense.
I mean, I see
that's
that.
You did a great job of doing that with About Last Night.
I see that, but they couldn't take, like, the butler with white people. They couldn't, you know, just
no,
wouldn't.
That's probably impossible.
No, yeah. Little title called The Butler. Yeah. It wouldn't make sense to the white person. Yeah,
12 Years a Slave. Yeah, yeah. Also might not
yeah,
work.
Probably wouldn't work out.
Can't
yeah.
do Django Unchained. No. Yeah.
Kevin Hart, since this
12
come...
Years a Slave. George Clooney. You short ass? Y'all want to recast that? Pull it off.
Kevin, you know, a lot of guys are scrambling for last-minute Valentine's plans, I'm sure. If you were celebrating with someone, what would you do as a man on Valentine's Day?
Oh, man, I would first of all wake up, brush my teeth, eat breakfast, and I would go see my movie.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else to do. My yeah. movie is a great conversation starter, man. It's a great segue into doing whatever you want to do afterwards. And mm-hmm. that's what people are going to realize. Like, literally, you can talk about whatever you want after seeing this movie because it's touching on relationships in such a real way.
Now, I have a question since I am a fan of the original. I promise you I'm going to go see this one, Kevin. I promise. Are there going to be any special surprises for people who were fans, real devotees
yes.
of the first one?
Yes. Yes. I think the biggest surprise that I can say without being too crazy in front of my kids is that I am playing a character that is completely different from what you've ever seen me as. You know, I'm somewhat of a jerk because I don't believe in relationships, and I accidentally fall for a woman. And because I get scared, push her away, and then wind up going back and trying to get her. But the way that I do it is in such a real way, like how men today really act, how we really, really are with women when we're afraid, when we think it's too much, when we get away, our excuses for getting away, and when we get back, how we try to get back, and, you know, we justify our nonsense with BS. I'm doing that in such a unique way to where people are going to say, I respect Kevin Hart as an actor because he showed his levels in this film. He showed us that he really does have chops. And that's the reason why I took the role. Yeah. That's why I stepped up to it.
I'm excited.
Okay, my kids just walked out, guys. I can drop it on you.
Oh, now you can. Yeah, buddy.
Keep it rural.
Now, since your kids just walked
I'm
out.
I'm having tons of sex in this film.
Kevin, here's the thing. I want you to describe to us, because we want the ladies to feel what it's like to do a movie with Kevin Hart. So what is it like when you do, like, a love scene with Kevin Hart?
So do a movie or have sex with Kevin Hart?
No, a love scene with Kevin Hart.
Is it a love scene or is it a sex scene?
Because I'm sure every love scene.
I'm going to tell you exactly what it's like, guys.
Okay.
Are you guys familiar with a little term called thunder and lightning? Exactly what I'm dropping. Thunder and lightning, okay?
Yeah, okay.
It's an explosion, and it's full of raunchy. So that's what I'm giving out.
Okay, I have to ask you, because I saw you. I'm still quoting you. I guess you were quoting Beyonce when you did a red carpet interview at the Grammys, and you were doing that I Woke Up Like This. And I saw your fine lady friend standing behind you that they were referring to. Since you're all rich and just getting richer by the day, does she have higher expectations for gifts, like on Valentine's Day? You got to buy your woman something nicer since you're just rolling in dough?
Well, you know what? I mean, I really put myself in a position to where, you know, we don't put big titles on these moments. I mean, if you're doing what you're supposed to in your relationship, every day is Valentine's Day because your lady's smiling.
Free thunder and lightning is free.
I keep a smile on my lady's face.
Thunder and lightning is free, right?
And it's raunchy.
Yeah, there you go. And the fact that she gets this good loving on a regular basis, that's a gift in itself.
There you go. That's my man.
You, baby.
Yeah. Well, thank you for...
this hammer on you.
Thank you for
no, man, but I consider myself to be a fun guy, you know, romantic in my own unique way, and she loves me for it. So we'll probably do dinner and you know, something nice, simple, that's just between us, and, you know, show that we're literally on a different level right now.
And break out the thunder and the lightning.
Well, evolving.
Kevin Hart, thank you so much for talking to us. I know you're super busy. About Last Night is in theaters tomorrow, so make sure you watch it.
Kevin, we're looking forward to talking to you next week.
Yeah. What movie's coming out next week?
I'll probably be talking about some type of web series or something.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Later, man.
All right, you guys take it easy, man.
Bye, Kevin.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast. a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.